哎呀，呢轮真的系风湿骨痛，好辛苦啊！
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以喺六创意健康店买到，电话2882-4848，网址系www.healthshop.com.hk。
Well, many of us are worrying about the effect of sugar in our body, especially for people who have cancer. And people claim that, you know, cancer cells are fed on sugar. The more sugar you eat, the more, you know, out of control your cancer will be. But then we are advising people to eat more fruit when they have cancer.
Yes, well, it's not only the cancer cells that feed on sugar, it's all cells that feed on sugar, and that's really what fuels the body. But we're talking about, when we're talking about fueling the body, it's with good sugars. And really the only good sugars is from fruits and some vegetables have quite a high content of good sugar. So...It's really, people should understand that sugar itself is not what we've made out of something. So most sugar is from beet or cane or some other plant product that has sugar in it, and then we refine it down and it becomes something that is almost poison really to us, to our body. And...Most prepared products and processed products have a large amount of that processed sugar in it. So this is the sugar we don't want. The other thing that happens in the body, we have the body has a chemical reaction to, you know, when you eat certain foods, and it can the your environment in the body can change to sugar and to acid.And to alkaline, depending on what you're eating and what your situation is. So when you eat things that are high in starch and highly processed, that, again, the body changes it to sugar to be able to break it down. So things like grains, all grains, they're not only acid-forming, but there's also a large amount of sugar that comes from them. In the digestive process, along with, you know, pastas and breads especially. So the things that you may not think of as being sugar-laden, even it, not necessarily the sugar that's added to it, but it's a sugar, now a very sugar environment. However, the sugar that you get or the sweetness from the fructose that you get from fruits, so fruit sugar, is actually just pure energy. It's fuel that the body's cells are actually looking for. That's the sugar they want. It's like your brain cells, they can't actually survive without that good sugar. So what we need to do then is eliminate all other sugars. And all other situations in the body that is turning to sugar. If we eliminate all of that and only have fruit sugar from fresh fruits, then you're getting pure energy and pure fuel and not, you know, a large amount of sugar or over an over amount of sugar.
Are you saying the starch is evil?
No, I didn't actually say that. What I said was it creates a situation in the body that means it's...
So the less the better.
Not good for your health, yeah, basically.
So potatoes and, you know,
Potatoes are particularly actual potatoes, not sweet potatoes. They're pretty much starch and water. So it's like... Yeah, they might be sustaining in some form, but mm-hmm. they're not high in nutrients mm-hmm. like other no.
and
vegetables
corn,
are.
Sweet corn.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet corn, we need to be careful for other reasons with sweet corn. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most of it has been tampered with. So, mm-hmm. But
and
if you grow...
starch there.
Yes. Yes, there's a certain amount, but there's also a high amount of good sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. one counteracts the other, if you like. I mean, mm-hmm. if you always just think of the fruits and vegetables, the way they come naturally are perfectly mm-hmm. balanced within each fruit or vegetable mm-hmm. for you to eat it the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Is salt something evil?
Salt is certainly not recommended to have an excess of salt or add any kind of salt to the diet, especially if you have a diagnosis of cancer, because cancer cells definitely do enjoy a high salt content. And so looking towards all processed foods, very, very high in sodium as well. So again, eliminate all of those. And also, it's really never necessary to add salt to any food, whether you're cooking or whatever you're doing with it. Most people do it because they think it enhances the flavor, but in truth, it gives you the flavor of salt. So then you become addicted to that flavor and you think that anything else is bland. But once that addiction goes away, you then start to taste the actual food. And the body makes its own salt and its own sodium level that's required for its perfect performance. So once you're in a much higher level of health, of optimal health, then you will have enough salt. Like, for instance, when I'm running, and I can be running in, you know, some days when we were running those marathons, in some days it was up to about 45 degrees in heat, and we were running marathons in that. And the sweat on the body is salty. I add no salt to my diet whatsoever. So the body is making enough salt, enough sodium for my requirements.
Making it out of what?
Well, the body makes lots of different elements that we require. And you know, during that process, you obviously have enough salt in your body.
Okay, so thanks very much. Then time for a recipe.
A recipe. okay, well, we developed a recipe when we were on the run that is kind of an interesting one, because we couldn't get as much really fresh succulent fruits and vegetables in some of the places in Australia. It's not available. And so we were using pumpkin because it keeps better. And so one of the recipes we developed is called pumpkin fettuccine. And so it's like assimilating, if you like, the Italian pasta dish out of pumpkin. So you just get a pumpkin that is really got a lot of flesh in it, and peel the whole pumpkin, so not the hard bark pumpkin, and peel that, and then just keep peeling with the wide peeler right down to where the seeds are. And then you put those pieces together, and with a knife just cut down through the length so that you've now got thin strips of the pumpkin. That's your fettuccine pasta. And then you marinate it throughout the day. So for the marinade, I usually use definitely some lemon. Lime is really good. It gives it a particularly nice flavor. And then add any kind of fresh or dried herbs that you like, whatever flavor you want with it, and perhaps some spices that you might like as well, and to that whole marinade, and just keep turning it throughout the day. And what happens is that it becomes soft, just like pasta. And then before serving it, you can add things like, I usually chop up a few little tomatoes or anything, some extra, maybe some spinach or something to add to it, just like you would to any fettuccine recipe, and voila, you have Italian fettuccine made out of pumpkin.
Thanks so much. Well, thank you again, Janet, for joining us in the past 3 weeks. I'm sure you're doing a lot of good work around the world, and I wish you all the best in your future ventures.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
我们平时喝的水都充满了重金属、杂质、氯气和细菌，我会用健波能量活水器，除了可以清除以上的杂质之外，还可以活化水中的信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话 2882-4848， 网址 www.healthshop.com.hk。